Faces, it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for joining us here on Family Feud, where tonight we've got two fun families who are going to battle it out for a huge load of cash and maybe even a brand new Mitsubishi as well. So let's meet them right now. First up, please welcome back, here for their third night from Victoria, the Moore family. Hey, night three, you've won $10,000. Going all right for you guys. Yes. Remind Australia who's on board.
Sure. It's my brother Josh, his twin, and our sister Ashley, and our other sister Katie.
Good to see you guys back. And ready to take them on from New South Wales, the Snetton family. Hi, Karen. Who have you handpicked?
Okay, so tonight I've handpicked my beautiful cousin Louise, my eldest daughter Tanace, and my auntie Doreen.
Hello. Lovely to see you. Hi, Doreen. Right, team captains, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name an event where you see lots of cameras. Craig?
Concert.
At a concert. Nice. Not the top answer, though.
I'll go football.
Footy. Oh, pass or play. You're going to pass, you're going to play. An event where you see lots of cameras, Josh.
I'm guilty of this, but taking selfies at a party.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of just cameras there.
Just straight to Instagram. Yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm having an awesome time. Look, I'm a real man about town. Look at me go. Is it like that?
Yeah, exactly.
It never happened unless there's evidence that it happened. I hear you. Ah! Hard luck. Ashley, how about you?
I'm going to say, like, a television show. There are lots of cameras filming lots of different TV shows.
I see what you're going to do. Nice. Very nice. Katie.
The theatre.
The theatre. Two strikes down. The Stanton's could steal, so have a think of an option. Craig. Did you play netball for Australia?
Yes, I have. Back in 2007 now.
Really?
Yeah. Represented Australia against New Zealand for a Trans-Tasman.
I didn't know there was a national men's team.
Yeah, it's starting to get more recognition these days, but back in 2007 wasn't quite up there.
Still, you pulled on the green and gold, my friend. You represented this fine country of ours, and how did you go?
We won the series 2-1.
Hey! In this country, officially makes you a hero. If you've won in the green and gold, you're a hero, my friend. Well done. Good on you, Craig. Love us. Did you play GD by any chance?
No, I played GD. Oh, Grant.
Say, hey, GD, really goal defence.
Oh.
Grant Denyer.
Good lad.
Name an event where you see lots of cameras.
Wedding.
Wedding.
I'm going to say, like, a baby shower.
Lots of cameras at a baby shower. Just taking photos of whatever happens at baby showers.
Yeah.
Third strike, guys. Snedden team, welcome to the game. Doreen, do you have an option? What would
Parade.
You go with? Parade?
Photo shoot.
Nice, good.
Red carpet event.
Lovely. Karen, wonderful options here provided by your gorgeous family, but yours to choose.
Okay. Let's go to the red carpet event.
Red carpet event? Lots of paparazzi around at a red carpet event. Let's try that. Nice work, Snedden team. Congratulations, first points of the game. Number 8.
Birthday.
Movie premiere.
Fashion show.
So well done. It's a 65-point advantage so far in the early stages of tonight's games. And if one of these families goes on to win for 5 nights in a row, they'll be driving home the amazing Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, this family SUV seats 5 comfortably and is packed with features including touchscreen audio, CVT auto with paddle shift and eco-drive support. And for everyone playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. Name a galaxy. When we return, far, far away from here in just a moment. Feud where $10,000 is still waiting to be grabbed by one of these families. Now, before the break, I asked, name a galaxy. The top answer was
Milky Way.
Yes, and well done to the man at the back who said Samsung. Very funny. Josh and Louise, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something that might be passed around a lot at a family gathering. Josh.
A camera.
Camera could be passed around. Louise.
This could be just my family, but alcohol.
Maybe. Yes, pass or play. So, Ashley, something that might be passed around a lot at a family gathering.
I'm going to say a baby. Everyone wants to get their hands on one.
So do.
Usually ours are all inappropriate, but stories.
Nice. Craig?
Presents.
Pass around the presents at a family gathering. First strike, Josh.
I'm going to say food.
Food? Yes. What should we do? Ashley.
I'm not very sure. It's probably not a great answer, but jobs. So, like, washing up, you can do the washing, you can do the cooking. So, I'm going to say
you
jobs.
You sort of divide up the work amongst
you. Yeah.
Second strike. Sneddens could steal and yet again take some points. Did you get recently married, Katie?
I did.
Why is it that you say you would like to be like your grandparents?
Because they had a very happy marriage for over 60 years. And if I could have anything that they've got, then, yeah, I'll take it.
Do they still hold hands?
Yes.
Aww. That's so sweet. Yeah. And what do you think is their secret to their success?
I just think they just get each other, I think. They, you know, my pop's still a romantic, but he still does what my nan says.
Because he's a smart man.
Yes, that's right.
Name something that might be passed around a lot at a family gathering.
We'll go with my grandparents and I'm just going to say love. They pass around a lot of love.
That's a beautiful answer. I hope it's on the board. And I'm afraid it's not. Sneddon family. Doreen.
Jokes.
Tenace.
Photographs.
Louise.
Photo album.
Karen. Good.
They're all good answers. Mm. I think, I know my family, they like to pass around the old photos of when we're all younger and reminiscing. So.
Just go back over some golden memories.
Embarrassing ones as well.
A few incriminating pictures in there that might come up from the past. So you're saying photos for the steal?
Yes, I am.
Is it on the board? And it is! It's the top answer, Sneddon family. Takes them to 138. Number 8. Sickness.
Souls.
Around the wire, not too bad. 138-0. The carryover champs are hurting a little at the moment. That's because the Sneddon family are playing exquisitely. But you know what? It's double points time now, more family. So give me Ashley, give me Tenace. Let's do it. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name something with springs in it. Ashley?
A trampoline.
Trampoline.
Yes.
Good.
Nice. A mattress.
Mattress. Well done. Pass or play. They're passing again. They've passed every time. There's something going on over here. Mm-hmm. They're playing tactics over the outside.
That's okay.
Something with springs in it.
A bit of spring in your step.
Lovely. No. Oh. What would I know? Craig.
Under a car bonnet car.
Under a car bonnet car.
In a car.
Yeah.
Not confident.
Not confident?
No.
Oh, what? Why?
Yeah, why?
Oh. I'll say it again. What would I know? Something with springs in it, Josh.
I'm going to say a pogo stick.
Let's see. Yes. Ashley.
I'm going to say toys in general. I have a little pieces that always fall out everywhere. So
yep.
I'm going to say springs.
Give me toys. Second strike. Sneddons, you know how this works by now because you've stolen all of their points so far tonight. Katie.
Electronic device requires batteries. I don't know what you're going to put that to.
An electronic device.
Yeah, electronic device.
As they're loaded with springs, those things. No, sorry about that. Hey, Sneddons, This tactic so far seems to be working again for you guys. Doreen?
Still drinking. In a wireless in the battery.
Yep. Oh, I see what you mean. Could you put... Yeah, righto. Tenace.
Watch.
Watch. Louise.
Maybe in a springboard.
Karen. This is proving to be a bit of a toughie, this question. Everyone's a little uncertain, but they all came up with an option for you to choose.
Whew. Pressure's on.
Not really. You're 138 points in front.
Okay. I'm going to go with the watch.
Going with watch?
Going with the watch.
Lots of gear
There's
in there.
Lots of gear.
Lots of mechanical stuff that makes your watch tick. What about a watch? No! Welcome to the game, Moore family. 150 puts him in front in one strike. Number 7.
Clock.
Different to a watch.
Couch.
And a pen. Wow. So it's 138 to the Snedens. They've now been overtaken by the Moors, who know when to strike. And boy, have they struck back on 150. Look, do you want more Family Feud? Then why not head to 10 Play? There's heaps of highlights you can watch there. And plus, you can also play a Family Feud game. It's a lot of fun. Triple points when we come back on The Feud is as well. Fortunes can change like that on this show because the Snedden family had owned the competition up until the very last round when, whammo, the Moore family arrived with 150 points in one go. But it don't matter. It don't matter. You know why? Because we're in triple point territory right now. It's the family gets the 300 points in this round. We'll go on to the fast money round and play for $10,000. Rightio. Katie, Doreen, let's do it. Best of luck to the both of you. It's okay, we're nice here, aren't we?
It is okay.
You are nice.
Yes.
Having the best time ever?
No, not the best time ever. I have had better.
I'll just go down here for a while. I feel better now. I just had a quick shower and I just washed it all away. Fun times ahead now, though. Best of luck to you. A little bit more than you. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name something you associate with wax. Katie.
Hair.
Hair.
Yeah.
Not the top answer though, Doreen. Do you have something?
Ears.
Pardon?
Ears.
Ears. Good try, loving. Pass or play? Oh, bless her cotton socks, Karen.
We'll be right.
What a doll she is down there, Doreen, isn't she?
She's beautiful.
She's an absolute card. Lovely to see her, sweetie.
See you later.
She's not having a great time, but at least she came along. At least she turned up.
At least she's smiling.
At least she's smiling while she's not having a great time. Too late now. Don't suck up to me now. Everyone heard what you said up there. Karen.
Yes.
Name something you associate with wax.
Something I associate with wax, I'd say your eyebrows.
Yep. First try. Sorry. Louise.
Waxing. Getting your body waxed. No, whatever part.
Something you associate with wax? Waxing. That's what you were trying to say. Now it's written up there. Tenace.
Candles.
Candles, lovely. Yeah. Good job. Oh, we laugh, Doreen. Something you associate with wax.
Statues.
The wax statues. Yeah. Well done. Karen.
Getting your legs waxed.
Getting your legs waxed for a nice, silky, smooth finish. Yes. Cyclists say it's for aerodynamics, but I don't believe them. Name something you associate with wax.
Getting burnt by wax?
Yeah? Let's have a look. Second strike. The Moore family could steal at this pivotal moment of the show tonight. What have you got to keep you guys in the game?
I think I might go with a surfboard.
Surfboard wax? Yes. That sounds pretty good.
Yes! Wow! Doreen?
If you get what number 7 is, you guys are our brand new champions, Doreen. That sound pretty good to you? Doesn't, does it? Name something you associate with wax.
Your chin. That's a hair for mine.
I love you.
Doreen's chin. Third strike. Really good try.
Maybe I should have said the mistake.
Katie, you got something?
Wax pot.
Ashley.
Melting.
Josh.
Museum.
Craig.
This is high pressure and I'm going to go out on my own.
Ooh, I can't. Ooh. Now you're exercising your right as an El Capitano.
Yes. I'm just going to go with hot wax.
Hot wax. Yeah. A wonderful way to describe wax. Does it give you guys the win? Is it number 7, the only remaining answer on the board? No! Congratulations, Sneddens! Our brand new champions! Number 7 was... Polishing! Oh, man, Craig,
thanks,
Josh, man. Ashley, Katie, the Moore family were superb and they will be taking home $11,540 from their time on the show. Plus our brand new Family Feud board game. That's so much fun. We really enjoyed having you. Moore family. Sneddens, fast money time, so I need 2 players. Louise and Tenace. Well, 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 you started off so strong. You controlled the competition. You let it slip to them for one round before you got it back right then when it mattered. Well done. Head back to our soundproof booth. We're going to play for $10,000.
That sounds pretty good. Okay, really good.
Sweaty.
That guy's a bit sweaty. It's hot in here and we're excited. Fast money next on The Feud.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Welcome back. It's Fast Money time here in The Feud, so let's see if the Sneddon family can win some cash. We're having a great night tonight. We're laughing our hearts out. Why? Because I just asked Doreen a few moments ago whether she was having the time of her life and she said no. No, she didn't. So it's my quest to make you enjoy yourself by the end of the night or else, Doreen. So, good.
See you later.
Yeah. You and Louise get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. Now, Louise is now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. I'm going to ask you 5 questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back at this time and the clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready?
Yes.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck. What's something people would notice if you forgot to do it in the morning?
Washing up.
Name a reason people get fired from their jobs.
Stealing.
Name something that hurts when you step on it.
Bindies.
Name a facial expression.
Surprised.
Name something that is applied with a brush.
Mascara.
Superb.
Good job. Let's go.
Ready? What's something people would notice if you forgot to do it in the morning, you said? Washing up. Survey says? Oh, not a great start. Name a reason people get fired from their jobs, you said? Stealing would be bad. Survey says? 32. Nice. Really good. Name something that hurts when you step on it, you said. Australia in the summertime. The great bindi hop. Ow, ow, ow. Survey says. 11. Name a facial expression, you said. Surprised. Survey says. 4. And name something that is applied with a brush, you said. Mascara. Survey says. 14, so 61. A little tough, but not impossible. Head back to family. Hear the pop. Hi, Louise.
Hi.
Welcome back. It's great to have you with us. You need a total of 139 to get $10,000. So a little bit of work to do.
pressure's on.
Now, I'm going to ask you the same five questions, and as you're the second player, it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, OK? Now, if you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. So can we remind everybody of Tenace's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. Time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck. What's something people would notice if you forgot to do it in the morning?
Your hair.
Name a reason people get fired from their jobs.
Stealing.
Try again.
Not turning up to work.
Name something that hurts when you step on it.
A nail.
Name a facial expression.
A smile.
Name something that is applied with a brush.
Makeup.
Pretty good. Well done. Let's go. Righto. That looked like it went pretty well for you, yeah?
Hopefully, yeah.
Let's try. What's something people would notice if you forgot to do it in the morning? You said... Your hair, survey says. 23, not a bad start. Get dressed was the top answer. Probably pretty obvious if you walked into work like that.
Depends where you work.
Name a reason people get fired from their jobs. You said... Not turning up. Survey says... 4. Stealing was the top answer, so well done, Tenace. We need 112 now for $10,000. And if you won $10,000, Doreen, would that make you happy?
Sort of, yeah.
She's a hard one to impress.
I'm number 6.
But... Name something that hurts when you step on it. You said... A nail. Survey says... 16. Oh. Lego was the top answer.
Lego.
Glass was the second top answer, so we need 96. Name a facial expression. You said smiling. We need a big bag of points from these last two. And the good news is this is the top answer. That helps. Well done with smile. 57 needed from this last one now. Name something that is applied with a brush. You said makeup. Is there 57 or more in this?
I've got this.
Stay optimistic. Let's have a shot. Survey says... No. Sorry, paint was the top answer. Fake. Not $10,000, Louise, but they do get $10 for every fast money point, and I hope Doreen is OK with that. They'll be back again tomorrow for another shot at $10,000. Thanks for watching. See you next time. I'm Grant Denyer. Good night, Australia.